And y'all gonna be real sad to find out the truth about how some of y'all's faves treated black women back in the day. Tell the truth, shame the devil. For example, Reverend James Bevel. Bevel was a minister that helped to spearhead the Birmingham Children's Crusade, a surprisingly little-known movement in black history, where thousands of black children in Montgomery, Alabama, marched in the streets for integrations when their parents couldn't and went to jail. 5,000 arrests were made. So while Bevel played a crucial role in orchestrating the movement, Bevel was also convicted of incest and raping his own black daughters. Elgis Cleaver, famed leader of the Black Panther Party, but also admitted in his book Soul on Ice that when he was younger, he had aims to rape white women as some sort of retribution, and so he practiced raping young black girls because he knew nobody would care about them. We're gonna need some more. Tea is hot, but the facts are facts. And be clear, none of this takes away from what they did for these movements. But if you walk like a duck and quack like a duck, then guess what? Act like not paying me. But I'm sure a lot of black men will prefer us not to talk about these things, especially during a month like this, making statements like, yo, some things we shouldn't talk about. Some of these things were necessary for us to get to the place that we are today. Oh, you mean like when the white folks didn't want us to talk about slavery because it was necessary for America to become what it is today? But what a lot of black men either forgot, and honestly it's men and women, women who've internalized misogyny noir, but what a lot of y'all either forget, fail to realize, or just ignore really, is that we aren't just black, we're women too. And that is the reality of our black history. And black women all over the globe have kind of come to this point where we're kind of tired of sweeping things under the rug. We've come to this point of undoing the things that once did us under. Okay, calling it out so that it won't happen again, so things can be better for the young black girls of tomorrow. And also so we don't further internalize misogyny noir and project it on the Chloe Baileys of the world who are just minding their young, fine black woman ass business. But that might be a whole nother conversation.